is data blessing or curse? Brought to you by Adastra, this is a must-listen podcast that inspires and advises people who are serious about digitalization. 1.3 million of monthly active users in year 2022. 9 hours spent every month on this app. 385 kilometers navigated monthly. This is Waze. And his account manager for this region, Mario Romano, is a guest in this episode. Hi Mario, welcome.
Hi Ivana, thank you very much and thank you for the invitation.
Waze is an app that helps me to get to the desired place. Do you think your data about the people mobility can help with the heavy traffic in the cities? This may be the time spent in traffic jams?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You're going straight to the point of what makes Waze so special and so different from other navigation platforms. So what we are seeing based on our data is that the number of cars is growing every year. This is, of course, causing more congestion, more traffic, more pollution. And we are really seeing that there are mobility inefficiencies, especially in big cities. In fact, people might think that you tend to use a navigation software only when you want to take a long route, on holiday, go to a destination you don't know. But in fact, in reality, what we see is that our audience is made up of commuters that every single day go to their office. And they perfectly know what's the road to get to their office, but they're interested in knowing what's the fastest road today in that given specific moment, considering the real-time traffic condition. And that's exactly what Waze aims to do. It aims to save 5 minutes of your day, that's our claim, every single day by helping you finding the fastest route and therefore be more efficient in your everyday mobility, especially in big cities, but also, of course, for longer navigations.
Do you think the more effective mobility or less time spent in the traffic jams can reduce the CO2 production as well? Because ESG is now the hot topic.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, of course, like lower time of time spent in car means also less pollution, means less consumption, not only in terms of pollution for the environment, but also for our personal investment, because of course an auto is a car is a cost for fuel, so it impacts several aspects of ESG and of sustainability, in my opinion.
As we take a look on the Waze as a technology platform, what are now the main challenges? The data, or how to process the data, or maybe the AI algorithms, because the platform becomes more and more robust.
Yeah, so this is a very, very good question, very relevant for Waze, because Waze has a peculiarity. Something that makes Waze unique is that it is a technology which is a global technology, which leverages, of course, global data, machine learning, but also it mixes it with local inputs. So we have a global technology, it's reachable everywhere, we use global maps, but then it goes down to single people's feedbacks about real-time traffic conditions, about potholes, about road constructions, about events, anything that can impact mobility, to feed this platform with the right data. So what we see as a big, big advantage and a big opportunity also looking into the future is the access they have to this data thanks to our community of users. We can say that Waze would really not be as successful as it is now without this community of users. It was built out of the data provided the community of users. And the more we grow our community of users and the more these users use the app, the more data we have and the more reliable it becomes. So we can say there will be sort of a net, there is already, and there will be even more a network effect in the future as the usage of this app grows over time.
So the technology platform is in real dependent on our behavior, our ability to cooperate as a people, as a drivers.
Exactly, exactly. So it all goes down to the community. It all goes down to the community. In cities and in countries where there is a high usage of the platform, we have even better reliability in terms of information because we have more real-time data that reflects what the current situation in that specific moment, in that specific route. And that's the big advantage of Waze and what makes Waze unique.
Do you cooperate with cities, with politicians, with the political representation of the regions to maybe provide them with interesting data to let them know what to do next in the politics in the political view?
Absolutely, yes. So I mentioned so far the community as our huge partner in helping solve these global mobility problems and mobility inefficiencies, but they are not our only partners. We also partners with local authorities in every single country it operates in. And when I say the authorities, I mean, for example, national road authorities or, for example, cities, governments, with the idea to exchange data in a way that it benefits both of us. Let me give you a very concrete example. Waze provides data to the cities about real-time traffic conditions, but also all historical traffic conditions that can be very useful for these authorities, for example, for urban planning. On the other way around, the cities provide Waze with data about, let's say, pre-planned road closures, or let's say on Sunday there is a marathon or a cycling competition, anything that can impact mobility for, let's say, 3 hours in the morning on a given day, they provide us this data in advance, we feed it into the platform, and then our users will know it real time as soon as this impacts mobility. So yes, there is a very strong cooperation, and we strongly believe in this cooperation also looking into the future.
What is the further development or maybe the future vision? How can app as Waze, navigation indeed, can go?
Yeah, I think it goes back to this same topic we were discussing now. So Waze is now seen as like a navigation software, right? Something where you put a destination and you navigate to. But actually, it is more than that, and it will be more than that in the future. Like, we see Waze really as a mobility as a service platform, where we can really cooperate, for example, with cities, with governments, with users to really be more efficient and make mobility more efficient for everyone. Let me give you an example of how Waze can help cities become more smart, as smart cities is a big topic nowadays.
Great.
So for example, we provide data about accidents, road accidents, real time to the cities. And cities which have cameras placed around the top road crossings can actually get an alert if there is a feedback about an accident at a specific crossing, activate the camera and check what's happening and which type of service to deploy, whether maybe police or maybe an ambulance based on what's the situation. And this is thanks to an interaction of Waze with, for example, governmental data. Now, does that seem, something ambitious, futuristic? Well, let me tell you that this is already existing. We are piloting this, for example, in the city of Amsterdam in the Netherlands or the city of Lisbon in Portugal. And this is telling you that the smart cities are already here. We are actually working towards being like a top, contributor and partner of cities towards becoming smarter, of course, within the area of mobility.
Do you provide this data to local governments for free? And how willing are they to cooperate with you? If there are any country differences, perhaps?
Yeah, so yes, like the data exchange is for free, it's for mutual benefit. So we give access to our traffic data, and in exchange, we get this data. So it's a win-win situation. That's why we provide this for free. And we have partners across all our 180 plus countries where we are active in. Just to mention, for example, Czech Republic, where we partner with the Road Authority of Czech Republic, we partner with the city of Brno, et cetera, et cetera. So it really goes down so granular to specific cities or authorities, but we have partners everywhere in the world.
You also see Waze as a new opportunity to enhance the company's communication mix. It's our second topic for today's podcast. Anyway, maybe it would be fine if you could explain that, because if I see navigation, I would guess that I should watch the road instead of watching my phone.
Yeah, that's a absolutely a fair question. So yeah, let's deep dive in the role of Waze as potential communication platform. So far, we have explored how Waze is a business-to-consumer app that helps a user who wants to navigate. On top of this, Waze also developed an advertising platform with the intent not only to support customers, but also to support businesses which have stores, physical stores, and want to showcase the presence of these stores on the map and make our, try to influence the purchasing behavior of users on Waze to visit the stores, to grow store visits in the long term. Now, we have developed advertising formats that allow to discover the specific store, or for example, to see a logo of the specific store when you pass nearby, of course, with the intent not to disturb the drive, but to provide a service. Really here, the concept is that advertisement is very localized and very contextual. It appears when a user either passes nearby a store or is proactively searching for it. And when someone searches for a store or for the destination, by definition, is stopped with a car, so still in the planning phase, therefore not disturbing the drive. And we are seeing very, very positive results in the capacity of this advertisement, not only to help businesses to grow, but also to be seen really as a service. Here is really advertisement as a service. Users go to Waze to get information, to find also where the closest supermarket is, if they're hungry, where they can find a burger, or where is the cheapest coffee or the cheapest fuel that specific day, given the company's priorities. So really, we aim to touch upon several aspects from the business to consumer, from to the business to business side.
So you should be the growing competition to Google Maps.
In a certain sense, yes. So Google Maps, of course, is providing similar type of service, but I would not call it necessarily a perfect competitor, as the philosophy and also the use of Google Maps is slightly different. So the first and most clear difference is that, of course, Waze is solely targeting drivers, is specifically created for drivers, while Google Maps has a different type of audience. You can also walk, you can go by bike, public transportation. So it's a slightly different mean, slightly different type of users, different type of interaction and engagement. So definitely, both are navigation softwares, but target different type of users with slightly different types of users as well.
If I understood well the presentation you prepared for Innovation Week held in Prague in October this year, you should provide the advertisers with data about customers' behaviors or customer navigation behaviors or shopping maybe behaviors, if I understood this right, right?
That's correct. So we provide a wide array of KPIs for advertisers, ranging from the most common digital KPIs like impressions or reach, how many people did we reach with what frequency, down to the most way-specific ones, which are navigation KPIs. So what we can tell you is how many users tapped on any of the ad formats in our ecosystem. And thanks to the tap, to being exposed to this announcement, to this advertisement, they navigated to your stores. And on top of this, we can also tell you the ability, what was the ability of Waze to bring incremental navigations. So was your investment profitable? Were you able to bring in customers that otherwise wouldn't have navigated to your store? If yes, how many? And then quantify the return on your investment in this platform.
How do users react for the ads in the maps? I mean the drivers.
So yeah. So the perception of the ad goes back again to the point I was mentioning before, right? Like Waze is really perceived as an app, a mobility as a service app. So as long as we provide advertisement that is very contextual, so I'm going to target you with an offer of a burger, which is a kilometer from you. And as long as we provide you a given brand, supermarket brand, with a given weekly relevant offer when you're looking for a supermarket specifically in search, this is perceived as a service, as an added value. So that's our goal, to, of course, stay relevant and provide a targeted contextual advertisement that can be perceived as a service and as an added value in the long term.
Will you provide also the advertisers with data maybe about the competition? Can I see if the customers go primarily to my competitor, to my neighborhood, or to me?
Yes, absolutely. So we can map the overall amount of navigations in a given category. Let me give you a very specific example to the supermarket category. And then we can tell you out of 100 navigations going to supermarkets within the Waze app, how many are going to brand A, how many are going to brand B, and how many are going to all the competitors. This is something we call Waze navigation share analysis. And the objective we want to achieve by providing this type of analysis is to see whether we, by activating a campaign on Waze, a B2B marketing advertising campaign on Waze, the given advertiser is able to, let's say, steal somehow some navigations and navigation market share from competition, therefore gaining incremental navigations to their stores, their brand.
Because of the week of innovation was primarily about innovation, where do you see the largest potential innovation of navigation applications for the next few years?
Yeah, data sharing, again, I see the largest opportunity, again, back to the previous point, in being a mobility as a service app, not only a navigation. Waze has been used in the past, for example, to signal earthquakes, hurricanes that maybe flood the road and you're not able to move that way anymore. Or if there is a petrol shortage, as there has been, for example, in England last year, signaling which are the gas stations where this is not available anymore. Or, for example, to give another concrete example, in Italy, there was a catastrophe when an important bridge on the highway collapsed. Within a few minutes, that road was closed and people were redirected thanks to Waze to other directions. So really, being a companion, a partner at 360 degrees, not only in telling you where to go, but helping you really in 360 mobility, partnering with cities, helping them also saving life by, for example, getting faster to the location of an accident with an ambulance thanks to inputs of Waze, or solving issues real time on the road where there is a pothole so that maybe an accident is prevented because a user signaled that there is a pothole on the road. So really a mobility as a service app accompanying 360 degree the mobility experiences of our users.
Okay, that's the great vision, which we can maybe close this topic about future of the Waze, of the navigation app. So this was the Mario Romano, the account manager for our region. Thank you for hosting or to be guest of this podcast today.
Thank you very much again for the invitation.
Follow the Adastra Digital website on LinkedIn, Facebook, and most importantly, subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google. This is Iva Karahanová from Adastra, signing off.